News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The U.S. has carried out airstrikes on several Islamist militant targets inside Syria. NPR's Tom Bowman says this is the first time the U.S. has hit Syria.
The Pentagon says there were 14 strikes against Islamic State targets around Raqqa in eastern Syria. They hit ISIL fighters, training compounds, headquarters, command and control facilities, trucks and armored vehicles. They used Tomahawk missiles launched from sea. Each of these has a 1,000-pound warhead. They were launched from the USS Arleigh Burke and the USS Philippine Sea in the Red Sea in the Northern Arabian Gulf. Also Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps fighters.
NPR's Tom Bowman. The U.S. says it got help from five Arab countries: Bahrain, Jordan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates, or UAE. Meanwhile, Israel says it shot down a Syrian warplane that flew over the Golan Heights today. The Israeli military says the plane infiltrated Israeli airspace and was brought down by an air defense system. Israeli officials say the circumstances of the incident are being reviewed. World leaders are gathering in New York today for a global summit on climate change. NPR's Scott Horsley reports President Obama will address the summit, which has drawn more than 100 world leaders.
The leaders will discuss what each of their own countries is doing to address climate change and slow the growth of greenhouse gases. Here in the U.S., the Obama administration's proposed new limits on pollution from coal-fired power plants. The White House is also trying to boost energy efficiency and promote the phase-out of super-polluting chemicals from commercial air conditioners and refrigerators. By sharing their ideas, leaders hope to build momentum towards negotiating an international climate agreement next year. Many of those who took part in a climate march this weekend say political leaders aren't acting fast enough after last year's record buildup of heat-trapping gases in the atmosphere. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration is taking aim at U.S. companies that relocate overseas to avoid taxes. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports the Treasury Department has announced new rules aimed at discouraging what are called corporate inversions.
The new rules will tighten the ownership requirements for U.S. companies seeking to do inversions. They will also make it harder for companies to avoid taxes on foreign earnings once they've relocated. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew.
These transactions may be legal, but they're wrong and our laws should change.
In recent months, some major U.S. companies, including Burger King and Medtronic, have announced inversions. President Obama has called on Congress to take up the issue, but congressional Republicans say inversions need to be addressed as part of an overall reform that lowers the corporate tax rate. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington. Now that Afghanistan's presidential election is settled, outgoing President Hamid Karzai has delivered his farewell address in Kabul. NPR's Sean Carberry reports the man who's ruled since the fall of the Taliban had some parting shots for the U.S.
Speaking before hundreds of government officials and tribal elders, Karzai said that when he came to power, there was nothing in Afghanistan. Because of you, he told the crowd, Afghanistan's administration is more than 100 times better than it was in the beginning. But his address wasn't all praise. Karzai lashed out at the U.S., saying it pursued only its own interests in Afghanistan. In contrast, he said countries like India came to support the people. He also blamed Pakistan and the U.S. for the violence in Afghanistan, saying it's not a war among Afghans. President-elect Ashraf Ghani will be inaugurated next week. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Baltimore Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti is contradicting a report by ESPN that he and other Ravens officials originally tried to urge the NFL to give leniency to former player Ray Rice. Rice was eventually fired by the Ravens, this was 2 weeks ago, and suspended by the NFL after a video leaked of him punching his then-fiancée. Bisciotti says he was not surprised by Rice's original two-game NFL suspension.
I was expecting minimum of two, and I was expecting a maximum of 4 to 6 at the time, because that's what was being relayed to me, was the typical suspension.
But Bisciotti insists he did not try to get an easier penalty for Rice. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.